Well, yeah, if the directors are willing to consider that as a priority, getting in the audits on time.
Yes, and no.
No to what? I'm sorry?
Yes to 2017, 2018, and 2019, and no,
yes,
the audit
sir.
Needs
you
to be done
do
by
19.
Then.
Okay, Ms. Aaron? Yeah, I'd like to address the situation with the audits. First of all, there are several people on the audit committee who are diligently working with staff at the stations to get information. I know that I have worked to get specific information from KPFK about the pension plan situation, because the pension plan audit has to be done before the 2017 audit gets finalized, so that's a little hole. So Carol Travis and I have actually been working on the station level to get very specific information about specific transactions and pushing the staff to get that done. And there are the auditor gave a list of like 170 different very specific items that were not responded to by station staff. And we have been trying to work with the station staff to get that information. So we have been working, some of us have been working, but the point is that I can work with information specifically in staff at KPFK, but it's a stretch for me to work at WBAI and WPFW. So the remedy for that was to have the financial accounting done by NETA. That was the solution to that. Also, the audit committee did request that the I believe we passed that motion in the last didn't we pass that motion? Yes, we passed that motion on the PNB level to allow the audit to be done by the audit firm in a. We'll get a lower rating for that audit, but it'll give us a chance to wrap up the 2018 audit quickly. I mean, the 2017, so that we can move on to the 2018 audit quickly.
Quick follow-up question. It seems that whenever audit committee members, and I am a member of the committee, whenever we have tried to offer our help to facilitate the communication between our respective local station boards and the accountants and ETA who are helping us get the audit papers ready. They're not auditing us, by the way, to clarify this. There has been some pushback from mostly from the ED, Maxie Jackson, and also from people at the central office saying that we don't need that many people. We would rather whoever is already working on it is doing a fine job. We don't need your help. So can you address this situation? It seems that there, as you have mentioned, there are so many items that need to be taken care of, a lot of information that needs to be collected and passed on to NETA, then for the audit to be ready, and yet our help is not wanted.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay, I would have to know what the specific. I mean, if you go through the exact list that the auditor gave us of unresponded to specific information, then you worked on that and you were effective, then that would be effective help. The other thing that we need done is somebody needs to get the audit committee minutes that are delinquent. The audit committee secretary is missing three or four of the recent minutes, so that's something that could be worked on. Carol Travis and I are working on getting the national board minutes together and the audit committee minutes together. It's very important. The audit committee secretary is Adriana Casanave. She owes us three or four minutes of meetings, especially the confidential minutes of closed sessions are really needed. So. You know, KPFT should be, diligently. That's part of the things that the audit committee needs to gather.
This is part of the public record. The auditor was on the phone call with us, and they said specifically that
the minutes that they have received from the audit committee right now are sufficient for them to conclude their audit. So it is not correct, Ms. Aaron, that there are that the minutes are important at this point for us to pass the audit. This is part of the public record, so I would like, you know, I would like to correct that statement of yours. And furthermore, when I myself, as a member of the audit committee, offered help with gathering the minutes, I was told by you, Ms. Aaron, that you are more qualified to do so because you have been around longer and you have access to all those minutes.
Okay.
Sounds like a statement. I would like to say that
as even if the 2017-2018 audits do not need the 2019 minutes, we just talked about record keeping. Having three or four audit committee meetings without minutes is not acceptable. We have to ensure that there is proper record keeping. And having a secretary who volunteered to do that and has not produced the minutes is not a good thing. It shouldn't. It should be. She should be asked for the minutes.
Certainly, yeah. My question was, what is the most urgent thing currently? Is it getting the minutes to the auditors, or if the auditors have said that the minutes they've received are sufficient, shouldn't we move along to what is more urgent? Now, finally, my question about the elections is,
we did not mail paper ballots to all listeners, is that correct? We only mailed paper ballots to those whose email addresses were not on record. And if so, couldn't that have contributed to our lack of quorum? Because people are not always do not always keep the same email addresses. Sometimes they may be incorrect. Is there any way to remedy this besides perhaps? You know, perhaps mailing mailers could be something that we could consider. Thank you.
Paper ballots.
Certainly. As the days go on and weeks go on, now I would say that the fact that three of the stations are close to reaching quorum. I mean, they're more than halfway to reaching quorum. And we are the laggard station. In other words, it's an even playing field. Three of the stations have managed to get a lot of ballots returned, and we're the station that hasn't. So the system that's in place seems to be working for three out of four stations. So I would not say that it's the lack of snail mail ballots that's causing the lack of quorum. I think that we need to do more outreach at KPFK to ensure that we reach the 10% quorum. We've had problems with quorum in the past, a number of times at KPFK, a lack of responsiveness by our membership in these elections. One of our elections failed completely because even after being extended, it failed to reach quorum. I think that was in 2012. And our elections have often had to be extended at KPFK, even when snail mail ballots were mailed out. So I think the problem is more local because the other stations are doing fine with the way the election's being conducted in this election.
Has any other station reached quorum?
Pardon me?
Has any other station reached quorum?
No, but they're more than halfway there, which indicates that by the deadline, which is March 5th, quorum will be reached at those stations. If four of the four stations don't reach quorum, then it will be a big. It will have to be assessed on that at that time.
And finally, Nielsen's ratings reports. When will the new ratings reports be available? Or you said that ratings have gone up. We've only seen
no,
one
they
report
have not.
So far.
Call orders of the day.
Are there any new? Yeah. Final question. Thank you so much.
Orders of the day have been called.
We're way beyond. We are way beyond our time on this item. We were way behind our time 15, 20 minutes ago. Yeah, but the problem is each person takes 10 minutes.
I put my hand up. You saw me. You looked at me, and you went to Mr. Kaiser. And that put me out of the queue. And I have succinct questions
for taking it from one side of the room to the other instead of from your side to the other, Mr.
What?
Reyes.
What the heck is that?
We're supposed to recognize the person that... Let's see.
Whose hand is out first?
We have 12 o'clock. We have an hour left before time certain. And we have half an hour of public comment to hear during that time.
Two public comments.
Yeah.
I'd like to...
Do you recognize?
Seems appropriate.
Mr. Kaiser, you want to give Mr. Reyes permission to be heard? Please, Mr. Reyes, let's go.
So I have
microphone.
Yes or no questions. That should help you, Chairman.
Microphone.
But Mr. Reyes, Mr. Poor, on the...
okay, you
want to
put Mr. Poor
Mr. Reyes is before you,
okay.
And then Mr. Velasquez is after you, and orders of the day have been called, and we're way over time on this item. Would you like to make a motion to extend time on this item?
I'd like to make a motion to extend time.
Is there any objection to extending time on this item to 12:10? Hearing none, please, Mr. Ray Sapor, it's your turn.
Yes, I would like to ask you I would like to ask who chose this so-called advisory group and how much in last year have we been paid to those groups?
No, Ressa, that is...
Okay, excuse me, audience, let's not do that, okay? There's a question out there, let's try to answer it.
Oh, no.
What advisory group are you talking about, Ressa?
The CAP.
He's making a mistake. Can you clarify your question for me, Mr. Poor?
First of all, who's choosing this group of people as an advisory,
The CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's a mandate.
Okay. Who chooses the advisory board? Does anyone want to answer that question?
What advisory?
No, not from the audience. It's not your turn. Thank you.
Well, I was the chair of the committee.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Poor?
No, that's it.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, your turn.
Thank you. So the facilitator or the chair of the advisory board should not be a paid position. Should be a volunteer position.
Correct.
And I believe that the last facilitator or... I'm not going to mention any names, but it's a paid position. So
no.
Kwasi Nkrumah was not a paid position?
No, he was not a paid.
Okay.
I
was a member of the CAB when the station received $279,000. So that was me, Julie Chavez, and some other folks from the community. So I just want to state that for the record. Also, or when is it going to be planned to begin paying back the $3.2 million loan? Do you have a plan or do you have a date?
First of all, we put in our Ken can talk about that in his finance report, but we put a budget item to start setting aside $4,500 a month early. The loan payment starts a year and a half after the we got the loan, so we don't have to start paying for another 8 months or so. So that was put in the budget. That's a question for the Strategic Planning Committee, and the Executive Director have been putting forward plans to improve the income and operations of the foundation. Personally, I'd like it to be known that we do not have to pay the $3.2 million that we owe to the lender at the end of the term of this loan. There are several things that we have to do. It would be good. That would be ideal if we could come up with $3.2 million and pay the loan in full. However, this is a loan based on real estate. It can be refinanced. We can ask the lender to extend the term of the loan or to renegotiate the loan. If that fails, we can get a different loan. We can always get a loan. This is not based on our business practices. This is not based on our
accounting. It's based on the fact that we own very valuable property. If our credit rating is improves and our accounting improves, then we'll be able to get a lower interest rate. But we can refinance the loan.
Would it be fair enough to ask if you could report on that in the director's report on a monthly basis? Because I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Okay, I know.
We all are.
So
that would be something for the executive director to report on, I believe.
And can you provide maybe a closed session report or a synopsis of, or a summary of your communication, or that could be shared?
Financial information be shared.
Yes or no?
Okay. But do you think so? I would take that as a yes. Have a Maxie Jackson, though.
And two last questions, Chair. These are yes or no questions to Ms. Goodman. Ms. Goodman, will you be providing the manual to all LSV members?
I am, as we speak.
I just want to make it clear. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And how soon?
And no.
In about 2 minutes.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Ms. Aaron, can you share the data on the quorum, the missive that you just read about the quorum with the rest of the LSV? Would that be okay?
I just did.
I know, but can you send it an email?
I did.
And you list,
already got it.
I don't know what it on
email. Was it sent an email?
Yeah, we received okay. that email about the data that she discussed, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't get it because I don't have access to a computer right now. Okay, thank you, Chair.
Okay, Mr. Velasquez, you're up.
Two questions very quickly.
Point of personal request.
No.
Could you please put the mic 4 or 5 inches away from your mouth?
Yeah, just put it away.
I have trouble understanding what you're saying.
Please.
Because it's going to cut too much syllables.
Two questions.
Okay, can't hear you, Fernando.
Well, there,
put it
away.
It distorts your voice.
Please
continue.
Thank you.
Yeah, he puts it right
over. Thank you, Ken. You're so kind. First question, Ms. Aaron, you did say we are planning or we are doing providing scanners for PFW and BAI so they can scan receipts and checks. Incoming checks. It's not clear who's going to be doing the scanning, but if there is no finance office and no one is in charge of finance office, who is going to be doing the scanning there, given the past record? Do we expect anyone to follow through with the scanners now?
Okay. NETA has been visiting those stations and setting this all up with people who are given the task, being trained and given that function, that job. So that isn't, I don't know what the progress is on that, but that is what's happening.
And lastly, the Community Advisory Board and the Committees of Inclusion have somewhat related functions, since they are supposed to address community needs. Can you please tell us what the difference between the two is?
I have a lot of information about what the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Association wants, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting wants in terms of a community advisory board. I will send that to the LSB. Everyone else can look at the Pacifica bylaws for the definition of committees of inclusion. And I would suggest that whoever is really interested form a committee of inclusion for this station. We don't have one. It's never met in years, as far as I know.
You can do that.
Thank you, Mr. Velasquez. I have a couple questions.
Ms. Aaron, I did get your email. I just got it.
WPFW listener elections, you said, have been canceled because there weren't enough people running for that office?
Correct.
For the listener?
So all the people who...
Representative applied. Positions. So all the people who applied are automatically put in? Well, what about the... If they didn't have enough people running, how are the remaining seats filled?
There's a provision in the bylaws that if a station, for instance, runs out of alternates and there are empty seats, that the board can choose people to be seated.
The WPFW board.
The WPFW board, that's correct. Like if we had only, we, whatever. Okay.
And I just got confused because on my train of thought there, I did have one more question. It was actually going to be a suggestion. Of course, we would like to have current minutes for the audit committee. If Ms. Vasilyev is interested in assisting with the audit in any manner, I would suggest that you work with Ms. Grace Aaron to see what we can do. And Anyel, I don't want us to take an adversarial position on this. We do need to get the audits done. And if you're willing to assist, I encourage you to work with Ms. Aaron and Mr. Fields. Thank you. Treasurer's report. Mr. Aaron, you've got the floor.
Okay, microphone. Thank you. Taking this from the, let's say, the national board, we had a meeting Tuesday of the National Finance Committee meeting. We didn't do much. I had put forward a motion to cap expenditures over budget from the executive director or any of the general managers. In other words, you got an approved budget. If they're if they have to go over that by a certain amount, then it would be considered inappropriate, and that, you know, would be handled, or it would be consequential in their management. But it didn't get passed; it got tabled. Other than that, we just discussed budgets, and nobody. What we're going to do is because all the stations have submitted budgets, none have been approved by ANFS, the National Finance Committee, and none have been approved by the PNB, and we're almost getting to the point where we need the next set of budgets. So we're just going through that. All the stations are following their budgets, even though they haven't been approved, including we, KPFK. So we're just going through that, and I'm going to submit the revised budget, which I'm going to mention in a moment about KPFK. So we didn't get much done at the National Finance Committee meeting this month. And the Finance Committee meeting for KPFK, which was Wednesday, I just want to pull up two things here. Let's see this. There it goes. Okay. We had there the general manager and the program director. And with the general manager, he's considering getting into a thing called Salesforce, which is a program to replace our membership management software, which is called MemSys. That's the current system we're using. So Salesforce is an industry standard used by many, many nonprofits. But fortunately, we also have a service from NETA that they will oversee our internet activities. So we're involved in getting them to evaluate the use of Salesforce. Is this the appropriate membership management for our nonprofit? And to try to get that then implemented in all the stations, not just KPFK, because we are part of a network. So that's the Salesforce piece that Anyel Fields has been working on and moving forward on getting it implemented. It has a great many more features than we currently have with MemSys. Plus, it's going to be completely integrated or much more integrated into our accounting software, which is called Great Plains or Microsoft Dynamics, whatever name you use for it. And there were a few other things that are planned for the station. One is to upgrade our interface for downloading or streaming software, radio programs. So currently, if you go to kpfk.org, you can go to programs and program archives, and you can listen to programs that have been broadcast the last 60 to 90 days. You can also listen live. And Anyel wants to get this other package that will give an improved access to those features, including the kind of intelligence you get when you go to YouTube, where they see what you've been looking at, and they say, well, you might be interested in the following. So he feels he can do that too, and possibly integrate it with what you call sources of funding. Like, in other words, we could maybe sell tiered membership for greater access or greater facility. So there's a regular membership and then a premium membership or something. That's, I'm defining it that way. That's not, that was not specifically, that's all theoretical.
And can be shared.
The GM didn't discuss that, but thank you. Bella was at the meeting and she's correct. A key feature he likes is you're listening to a show that you streamed and you share it with your friends. Okay? And that would be a good feature. Some of these features could, I do want to make a personal point here. A lot of these features we could possibly program ourselves with our existing IT resources. However, you have to look at longevity. Like, how long are the current people we have working on things going to be with us? Where they might go on to another universe, or they might go on to another state, or they might go on to another career. So it's very good to have things that are run that, quote, are called off the shelf. You know what it is. It's been there a while. Lots of people all over the country are trained on how to use it. So you're not going to have a problem maintaining it in the future. So that's one of the advantages you get with a standard package for podcast engines or Salesforce. And there was a third thing that's in the works that's a financial issue, which I don't know if it's... Well, we're coming up to our 60th anniversary of KPFK, and we're considering doing a gala, a big event to celebrate that. And I think the venue's been, I don't know how much of it is confidential or, you know.
It's in September, and they've already are definitely going to do
7th.
It.
Yeah, okay, so it's September 7th, and it's going to be at a local venue and with a professional event coordinator and hopefully some recognizable talent to pull audience, a high-ticket item like 250 or something, you know. At the, okay, well, there
Skirball,
you go.
Right.
She leaked at the Skirball. Okay. So that's the venue because the GM said we have fantastic relations with them. They really love us. And we're constantly or frequently putting up banners on our front of our webpage for the Skirball. So we have many relationships with them. And one of our broadcasters or programmers is from there, Yatrika. No. I never can get her last name. Yeah. Yatrika. Okay.
So Skirball can seat 900, and it would, at right. dinner tables, they could do 650. So we got a big space.
Yeah, it's a nice space. So those are the things we talked about. The GM with the program director, we went over what changes he made, what changes he's going to make, and so forth and so on. We talked a lot. There's nothing was definitive about any program changes. But the key change that has occurred was Tom Hartman at the 9 o'clock slot and putting a replacement at the 4 o'clock slot, which has... I will tell you this, because I'll just give you the story. The last programmer there, Jerry Quickly, was a union member. And I think, I'm not sure, but we may have to replace somebody in that slot with a union member.
It has to be.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Said that.
That's the position. I don't know if that's negotiable or not. So at this time, one of the people that was put in there to replace him was Sonali, because she's a union member. So if it's going to be limited to union members, it's going to limit the choices as to what goes in the 4 o'clock slot. Because union members, basically, and I'm naive in this, I believe those are paid programmers. The non-paid programmers are not union members. So that means locking us in to having a paid programmer at 4, which we didn't have 2 years ago. We had, you know, Sonali, Margaret, Ian. That's it. And Roy. But now we might have the 4 o'clock person. So that's an issue. And maybe that's negotiable with the unions or not. And so it hasn't been finalized. But he said, you know, Kevin Fleming is a professional, and which we really appreciate. And we're looking at increasing the listenership. That's the big button. That's what we have to do. And he seems to be going on that basis, based on input he's getting from the audience. It's not like some kind of a thing you saw in the movies. Oh, I have a great idea. I met this guy in the street who plays a clarinet, and everybody's going to love him. It's based on track record. So that's what we discussed with him. And there's no commitment on any program that's going to be put in. He does have the Nielsen's. There was one piece of good news. Nielsen's is what used to be called the Arbitrons because they bought Arbitron. That of the five stations, we're the only one that comes into visibility. So, and maybe that's because of Tom Hart. We're actually inside the boat, or at least hanging on by the edge. So, other stations are not. Well, even if they have larger listenership, in our market, we're in their market, they're not. So, that was good news. And, other than that, oh yeah, the last thing was, previously, the Finance Committee made a motion to have the GM and the business manager revise the budget because in the beginning of this fiscal year, we had lower income from the fund drives that we anticipated. And in 2018's fiscal year, we were in the black, but we were lower than we had budgeted. We came in $100,000 less than we thought we should. Still in the black, but not as good as we thought. So we asked them to revise the budget, the GM and the business manager, and they did. And I just emailed it to you. And I could just make a motion here, because to tell you what the changes are, it's very simple. And let me just change and get what that is, and I'll read it to you.
Are you going to have a motion for us right now, Mr.
Yes, the motion is just to pass the budget on to the NFC for approval, because it's already been approved here. It was just slightly modified. So if I make that motion and somebody seconds it, then we can vote on it. Well, let me just... Let me just read what the changes were.
It's going to cut into our questions and answers.
Right. Well,
for the finance, for the treasurer.
Okay, basically, we had him... Okay, let me get it. Ding. Sent... Come on, baby. Oh, it's still doing that. There we go. Here we go. Okay. Basically, it's a attached budget. We moved the anticipated revenue of fund drives for this fiscal year down to a total of $3.5 million. It had been higher, like $4.5 million, $5 million. And that, of course, is going to give us a lower net, but it still gives us a net of $500,000 instead of 15, or, 1.5 or 2 million. So we're just lowering our expectations. Also, this had been in the previous budget. Somebody asked about it. We are setting aside $4,045 a month in anticipation of the upcoming interest payments, which will start sometime deeper into 2019. It may not be until the 2020 budget, because the budgets start in September, so I don't know if it'll be August or September, but we're setting aside $4,000 a month for our share of paying the interest payments. It's not paying down the principal, just the interest payments. So that's not even a change. That was in the original budget. The only change in the budget is lowering expectations
from $4.5 million to $3.5 million?
Yeah, $3.5 million and a net of $500,000. So I just my motion is to move this revised budget to the NFC for approval. That's all.
I second.
Okay. I got a second.
So the motion is for us to approve the revision of the budget to go to the National Finance Committee, and that revision would be to decrease expected revenue from fund drives from $4.5 million to $3.5 million, with a
net
profit of $500,000.
Yeah. All,
is anyone opposed to approving that?
Should not be approved here.
Okay, excuse me. You're not a local station board member yet. Is anyone opposed to approving that revision? Hearing no opposition.
I just have a question. It's not from $4.5 million to $3.5 million. It's a reduction of expected revenue by $100,000, I believe, isn't it?
That's the fund drive revenue down to $3.5 million. Well,
what was the expectation originally?
It's just a $100,000 difference, I believe.
In the profit.
Your numbers were $1 million. We never budgeted for $4.5 million of income.
No, the total revenue is the total revenue is down to 3573. I don't have the unrevised one. That's the net. As I recall, it was like four or five total revenue.
If you're not sure on your numbers, it might be premature to make this motion to revise.
I'm sure on the numbers. It's the net, okay. The gross revenue is 3.5.
The revision is from $4.5 million to $3.5 million with a net of $500,000 net profit.
No revision from the top, just down to what's
yes.
Is anyone opposed to the revision?
I have to make a motion to table for further clarification.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, if you can take a vote on the motion to table this until the next meeting.
Can we do it by show of hand?
I don't know. Can we?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay. Just 1 second. Let me just. This is a motion to table. approval
of the
revised budget.
Of budget revision.
Of sending the revised budget to the.
Okay. Yeah. All those in favor of tabling the motion on the revised budget for this meeting, please raise your hands and keep them up. All those in favor of tabling and not voting on it this meeting.
What? They need to send it
to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is your hand up?
Lisa's hands up.
Okay, six in favor. All those opposed? Sorry. All those opposed, raise it. Myla, is your hand up? Singy Bird, are you voting? No, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 opposed. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3. 3 abstained. So 6 in favor, 8 opposed, 3 abstain.
Okay, so now we can vote on the motion to approve the revisions to the budget.
Okay.
Unless there's anyone opposed. Is there anyone opposed? Is there anyone opposed to passing on the revised budget to the NFC? Hearing no. There is somebody opposed. Okay.
Raise your hands.
Okay. So let's have a vote by hand.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of approving of passing on the budget to the National Board, please raise your hands.
National Finance Committee.
National Finance Committee. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstaining? 1, 2, 3. Okay, so the measure passes 10-4, 4 against, 3 abstaining.
Okay.
I have a question for the
I think that at this point in time we need to allow, we do not have time for questions. We need to allow public comment.
I have a quick question for the.
Is there such a thing as a quick question?
Yes, there is.
There is?
Yes, there is.
I would be amazed, please.
Okay. I want to know the date of our most current financial statement, and I want to know whether or not you have reviewed any financial statements in the Finance Committee, and that quick date, and yes or no.
Do you have those dates at your fingertips?
No. The dates of what?
2016.
I want to know the date of the most current financial statement.
Date of most recent financial statement.
Date of the what?
Most recent financial statement.
Yeah, 2018 of the last. Wait a second.
Hold on. I want the date of the most current financial statement reviewed by the Finance Committee.
By the National Finance Committee?
No, by the local finance.
Okay, right. The date I'm not giving you the date we reviewed it, but the date of the last is for fiscal year 2018.
Okay. So, question asked and answered. We have to go on to public comment. Let's go.
Let's see. Let's get this one here. Thank you. I have so much to say and so many questions. And by the way, Ms. Reeson, the last financial statement that I saw was several years ago, and there has not been a balance sheet more than that. How we can be told that an audit is being conducted when we never get financial statements is beyond me as a professional bookkeeper. How the numbers are pulled from the air, I think. So all of this to me is nonsense, that we are expecting an outside company somewhere out there in the Midwest handling our records via a scanner. There's nothing more ludicrous than this, that we are putting all our eggs in one basket, getting rid of every station's management team because we have not put in the right people there that have knowledge of bookkeeping. That's our problem. And this is why we never get balance sheets. And this is why we never get a reliable balance sheet or a P&L. And now we've reached a point where now we're shipping everything somewhere else so that a scanner can tell someone else, is that 10,000 or is that 1,000? I'll make it 3,000. We're dealing with a scanner, not a human being. An untrained scanner so that they can designate and assign the proper classification for what it is.
Bill, a scanner is a machine.
No kidding.
So why do you think it can't interpret?
A scanner is like a fax. When you put a document through a fax machine, it comes out distorted, regardless, and you lose quality. So that's what scanners do. Okay, when you are relying on it 100% for your accounting matter. Now you understand? Okay.
I would disagree, but you said
okay. Okay, let me go out. I've already been taking time away. I feel that we need to rescind this new so-called new employee handbook for the very reasons that were being raised here by Paulina and questions that I have had for years. The friction between the paid and unpaid staff that is ongoing, constant. The agony by the volunteer programmers at the station. None of that is taken into account. I am certain, 60 pages long, we have got that booklet needs to be reanalyzed before it really becomes the law of the land. Because there are many areas that I know, and what it's doing, I am sure, is qualifying paid staff, programmers, so that they are a fixed item on KPFK. They're fixed. They're a fixture, and they cannot be removed. I say that, and I've been saying this for years, all the paid programmers must be taken away because it's draining KPFK's budget by 54%. And therefore, all the damn pension and dilemma and payments and costs that it has cost us in the last 10 years, we would do away with all of that if we would have never selected to pay a handful of people.
Thank you, Bella.
I am not done. I am not done. Okay.
Please wrap it up. Because
thank
you're
you.
Going on five
I will do
minutes,
so.
And there's other people that would like to talk.
Yes, I am sure. Regarding the cap, the community.
Excuse me.
Yeah, why is it that I'm being told?
Finish.
The CAB, the Community Advisory Board, I was chair after Mr. Kuna some years ago, and the CAB is supposed to be an independent unit, not subservient to the station in any form or shape. However, it can receive petty cash funding to help with making copies, transportation to the different communities, That sort of assistance. Not subservient to any management whatsoever. Otherwise, it would be worthless for the CPB to insist that if they're going to give you funding, they want the community involvement. And it has to be community involvement. It cannot be selected. And people run to be chair, as I did. I had to run, and I was selected by community. Okay. Then the other question is that I am really upset over the fact that that the PD now wants to put, he doesn't want the Tom Hartman, Amy Goodman, Ian Masters send it to the internet. No, he wants to bring the Spanish language block to operate solely on the internet, without any community attachment whatsoever. Huh? So that the Spanish community has no access to call in, to connect with. Let's just dump them on the internet, in the ether, somewhere. This is what is being proposed. We have got to, I was on the debate recently, and I spoke about the Community Advisory Board and Programming Oversight Committee and the Programming Council. These three in tandem work very well when they're activated and they're working. To hold to account a program director and general manager, besides the station board, because the station board, after all, has a very cozy relationship with management. And this is what holds the checks and balance. These three units, so that Alan Minsky became a dictator, he's out, and we do not want a Kevin Fleming to follow the steps. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Bella. I'm inclined to allow the whole 30 minutes of public comment to go through at this time.
Good.
Mr. Apple, go ahead.
Okay, a couple quick comments. One is regarding the use of the NETA consultants. I think there needs to be budgeting and review in place for each of the things that they're working on. I've dealt with consultants for over 25 years, and the cost of consulting can go through the roof before you know it. So I'm hoping that someone from the National Board is keeping an eye on the weekly billings and making sure that the actuals are matching the forecasted and that you aren't all of a sudden reaching a crisis. So just the point there. The other thing is I've dealt with scanning for many, many years, and unlike faxing, it doesn't go to paper. It goes to an electronic image, which can be blown up, and very often you find that it's much easier to read than the original paper. So you do have a good chance of recognizing whether it's 1,000 or 10,000 by blowing up the image, and it can be very helpful. So I would just make sure that board members, that you are keeping an eye on the NETA expenses and make sure that you're watching them on a weekly basis and they don't blow up out of hand.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, because I'm recently joined the retarded people in KPFK, so I might say something which we wouldn't be proper, so you should excuse me. And I'm
Let's
sick.
Not be hating on retarded people.
Okay. And I'm sick, so, no, I don't want any reimbursement, but that's okay. I'm sick because I've got KPFK disease and it's killing me. Okay. This is a system, country we live in, which is a capitalist, imperialist system. And if you remember, at the time of Adams, or free market, Lenin said is imperialism highest stage of capitalism, which means higher. And right now it's even higher than that. Is imperialism is capitalist system by design. That means they tell you, they treat you like a robot, and you do whatever they want. You're not just a slave, but you are robotic a slave. So what I'm watching KPFK, because I'm the organizer of Taxi Cab Drivers Union, Actually, I started this 2000, and the time that Henry Walton had the labor review, he usually interviews me, and we half an hour, because it was 1 hour program, it was Thursday, I think Thursday evening, and then before he retires, we talk half an hour, then we open the line, and taxi drivers, they come and tell their opinion, and we had, radio had a connection with the labor and with the workers, we don't have now, zero. So, and who has money in their pocket? Guess who has money? Taxi drivers, you know? So they were helping the station. But right now they put a program on Sunday, I don't know if it's still at the, what's that, UCLA thing, and it's half an hour and early in the morning, that's a stupid timing, because taxi drivers, they work usually late at night. They're sleeping all Sunday, so they wouldn't be participating. Anyway, the point is that this group, you call whatever a slate you are, that favoring the capitalist system and working for the capitalist system, first of all, Mansoor comes in the morning before 6 o'clock and works for Democratic Party directly and advocates and advertises that get in election of the committees of the Democratic Party. That's against our, as far as I understand, that's against our mission statement or our policies. What should be advertised
CPB,
that?
CPB.
Yeah, and then they replace the good programming of Amy Goodman with Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman representing Democratic Party. What do you want to do? You want to make KPFK like NPR, like KPCC or KCLW, a part of the capitalist system without benefits, because at least they get money from Toyota and all of the corporation, all corporation. But we don't get nothing. We get zero from those corporations, but we work for the Democratic Party. So what is a slate wants to do? They want, doesn't matter if they have money, Jan, or whatever, they have money or not money, but what's their plan, what's their agenda? They came and have this slate and advertising with a lot of money behind it, exactly to follow the rules of capitalist United States, actually it's not United States, it's United States Incorporated, no more USA, it's USI. We live in this land. And you are following that. You are working for them. They're a slave to your best, what you can do. And some people like Mansoor, which has to be kicked out because he doesn't respect the grassroots, he doesn't respect the volunteers, he takes his pants down in order to put, you know, to piss off the all of the, you know, volunteers. And like Sonali, that he runs around after the volunteers, call police on them. These people, they should be kicked out of the planet, not just only KPFK. But anyway, what's your agenda? What do you want to do? You want to just destroy KPFK? Just say it. Say you want to destroy KPFK. So I know I would have a choice. I used to work with KPFA 75. At least they are better than you. If they're not as worse as you are, they are better than you. They have a better programming. They used to have better programming, and still they have better programming. But what do you want to do? You want to destroy this 5-6 stations one by one? What are you going to gain? Capitalist system not going to give you anything. Just remember that. It's not going to add to your income or give you a special bonus like the CEOs, no. So please, stop whatever you're doing. You're doing wrong. You're going wrong direction. You're going wrong direction, and you've been going wrong direction. I'm doing a good observation. We are losing members. We and KPFA and all of the stations, we're losing money because we're losing members. If you lose the members by dying or pissed off at the station or programming, I heard that a lot of people, because I talked to them, they said we don't like that Amy Goodman being replaced by Tom Hartman, Democratic Party. Why are you doing that? Who make that decision? Just bring him and hang him just at the door of KPFK. Because it's wrong. Why are you doing that? You are damaging with that stupid programming. You're doing all of that kind of thing. You're doing that programming. You bring, you know, the what is it? You limit the access of the Spanish programming, and you replace that with other stupid shows. Who makes that stupid decisions? Let's find out. Let's make an investigation. That's my request. That a station make an investigation regarding Mansoor, kick him out. I promise you. I already talked to Jim Lafferty. I promise you, I'm going to make a lawsuit, and you're going to regret it, because he has to go, Sonali has to go, another person is there too, but he's okay right now, these two. You have to make an investigation, and you have to be accountable. If you're not, I have ways to get to that. I know the situation for KPFK is bad right now. Financially, we are behind, we owe, we loan, we capitalism, we just go into the, you know, loan. We are grassroots. That means no loan from banks. You become a slave of the banks. Why? Why are you doing that? You think you are bright, or you just drinking something new? No. Just do investigation, have a committee, whichever committee is in charge, let them make an investigation. Okay, sorry. And do that, please. But anyway, if I don't get the result that I'm looking for, I'm going to make a lawsuit. Thank you.
Thank you for your passion.
Thank you, Mike. Hello. My name's Tyann. I want to let you guys know that I've been talking to voters since I'm running for the local station board, and I've had three different people tell me. One person said when she tried to vote, she got a screen that said, "You already voted," even though she hadn't. She was trying to vote. And another person, two other people told me they had not received their ballots. So I just wanted to make this comment publicly so that it was known. That's a very informal surveying process, but some feedback. I also went on the website looking for videos and things that I hear, you know, how accessible our material it should be to the audiences, how we're cross-promoting. We have video archives and this and that, and it was really hard to find the things that we say are accessible to the public. The webpage, just the front page of the KPFK webpage, was so clunky for my eyeballs and so hard for me to find the things that we say, oh, you know, this is supposed to be a public radio station, it's supposed to be accessible, and a webpage that looks good is as basic as a business card now, and an intern can do it for free for a KPFK credit. So that was shocking to me, that it was so hard for me to find things that, I mean, basic, like they should be like the basic foundation of what matters for this organization's mission. And I also wanted to comment on the 4 p.m. slot being available because of Jerry Quigley, I assume that's why. And I don't know what the process was for him to have been removed, but I guess I'd like to advocate for the board to advocate for him to be put back into that slot. He's very popular. Everybody likes him. He's diverse. There's not many other people on the station like him that I can find during normal listening hours. And so I would like to ask that the board advocate for him to go back into that slot. I'd love to know how and why it was that he was removed, but I don't know if this is the time for that.
No crosstalk.
And thank you, though. I appreciate the attempt to answer my question. I also want to agree with Mike about Amy Goodman. That was like the one thing. Once I converted over to more listening to podcasts and YouTube and things like that, Amy Goodman was the one aspect that I always trusted KPFK for, and now, because she's at some super early hour, right?
6 a.m.
I now just watch her on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. I don't know what influence this board may can use to advocate for the general public to continue going to KPFK to find listen to Amy Goodman, who we trust, or to continue to go to KPFK's website to dig around and find the archives and find the videos and programs that we want to hear and make it accessible, or to keep people like Jerry Quigley on the radio so that we can hear him, follow him, continue following him and following KPFK. But I urge you to advocate for these things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Good afternoon. John, KPFK listener sponsor. On the matter of Democracy Now!, I listen to Democracy Now! Through their website, and you can also select whether you listen to just the audio or the pictures. So that's how I keep it. That's how I do the same thing. I can't listen to it at 6 a.m., so I do the same thing you do. Also, on the question of Mansoor, I interact with Mansoor in the pledge room. On the matter of Mansoor taking off his pants.
Taking down, showing his ugly, ugly ass.
Yeah, I found that Mansoor only removes his pants upon specific request. Okay.
And the requester was?
How about you, Mr.
Hill? Again, no crosstalk, please.
The board should consider time limits for PNB members speaking for public comment, and that should be in the agenda. The agenda should also include a timekeeper at each meeting, and this has been done in the past. I remember many times that we, doubtful Mr. Kaiser here, reminded me to end my remarks.
Taking volunteers.
Right, so that's something that the board, you can limit the time for public speaking if you want, and we come up, we can speak twice, too, and so it can be resolved. Excused absences can be voted on individually or as a block. There was a dispute about excused absence requests. You can vote on each one. Now, it's time-consuming, but it is possible to vote on each one, and you can actually record that it was not unanimous. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. You can vote on each one individually, or you can vote on them in a block, and you can record that vote. So that's something the board can do when dealing with excused absences. Be advised that the CAB facilitator is an assigned full-time, long-term position. So if you want to be the CAB facilitator, expect to do it for a year, 2 years. The meetings may be, I don't know if they have to be 3 times a year, or they should be once a month. So don't take it on casual. If you want to do it, or ask someone to do it, tell them you're going to, it's like being a board member. It's a commitment.
Yes.
I actually use Salesforce at where I work, Ken, for a different purpose. We used to track our video projects, who's working on them, all the paperwork for all our cast members, and there's probably financial aspects that I don't have access to. So I'm learning about Salesforce. And I don't think everyone, there was a question about receiving a ballot. I think everyone's supposed to get an email ballot, but you have to request a paper ballot.
I'm talking about
yes, you have to request it.
So they requested a paper ballot and...
No, they didn't receive their email ballot.
Okay, yeah. Well, all right.
That's the problem.
Have you found the website for making those requests? Because I've seen email traffics where people say, well, this is who you contacted.
NES, Google Classifier.
Yes, I've suggested NES. The resolutions, but that's a concern to me that they did. This is our primary way of voting, and it's a pretty big problem.
And thank you for your time.
Thank you. I want to let this body know that Bill Eisen left us. He passed on the very day that he attended this very last meeting in December, which was on the 23rd. He was also part of our collective working group for ChangeLinks. He was a contributor there. He was also a Hard Knocks member of Medicare, Healthcare for All. His memorial, he was cremated, but his memorial was two weeks ago, which I attended in Bellflower,
was a very moving experience, and we're going to miss him. He was devoted to scrutinizing anything for social justice, including the so-called loans that have been made on account of Pacifica. And he was unable to uncover and push members on this body to do the right thing and bring about information, uncover information related to the rest of the public. He also ran twice for this board, and he felt he was cheated. He was purposely not brought on to the board so that one of the candidates slate could be brought on 2 years ago. He got high ratings, high votes. So he was running again with the grassroots slate, and we're going to miss him. And I also wanted to just real quick say that when Grace Aaron, and I've talked about this for so many years, but now I'm going to refer to Grace Aaron, when she said, you know, we have not made quorum. We may not make quorum because there's a lack of responsiveness from our audience. Well, do we have a radio or do we have a radio? When we decide not to advertise or not to announce, not to promote, hey, we have got an exciting election coming on, going on. We have candidates that want to be part of that effort. These are people that need to be, that want to be involved with the governance of your station in any way or fashion that you want to word it. Promote the heck out of it. No, you hear nothing about it on the radio, as if it's going on in the election is going on in an ether, totally independent of KPFK Pacifica. That we are not five station family, and that we operate, I don't know how. So if no training is done for each programmer on the air, French, English, Chinese, Spanish, whatsoever, whatever, if they do not take a concerning interest in the governance of their station, I feel they should not be on the air. Right? Because this is the heart of Pacifica. It is our mission statement. It is our bylaws. So how can we separate the two? There must be a marriage made in heaven. And that marriage can only happen when people behind the mic take an interest on their election, whether for staff or listeners. So no wonder people, when they receive this thing, they either toss it out because they have not been motivated.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to clarify a few things. I have time. Thank you.
Yeah, I have two more minutes.
Okay, thank you. The chair is over there. Don't worry about it. Okay, couple of things to clarify. I put a private investigator on Mansoor after the incident that happened, and this happened in the KPFK under the camera when usually we have the table for the eating and stuff at the time of fundraising, and there was a couple of more people over there. First of all, the camera was there. Another lady, another person was over there. But I believe that's not the first time he does that. He lives in Long Beach. He works for an organization in Long Beach, or he's head of that organization, peace something. But he's a piece of not that. He's a piece of F. I don't want to say it, okay?
Anyway. Be respectful, please.
Okay, that's what they said. I didn't say
that's,
that.
That's
okay.
Respectful.
I have my history. At time, I was in Berkeley area, and I was with Black Panther Party, and Angela Davis knows me personally. She was here last time having a speech at African American Museum. Patty Hearst, all of those stories. I was in Berkeley with the hippies also. Anyway, I don't care. I don't call myself revolutionary. I'm a human being. I'm a community activist, but I act revolutionary. The other day I heard that Grace Aaron was telling somebody that, oh, Tom Hartman bring more money for us. That's BS. I'm very sorry, my French language. No, that's not true. Tom Hartman has 2 hours program, 4 to 6 in the morning. It's not necessarily, even I'm against that 4 to 6, 2 hours, but still, there's no way that you ask the people, should I replace that Amy Goodman? No, you shouldn't replace Amy Goodman. 9 o'clock is prime time. You took that, gave it to Tom Hartman. How do you know we have more listeners and we get more fundraising? That's false. That's lie, okay? I received my e-ballot.
Last election, I got my paper ballot after the election, so no use. But this time, I got my e-ballot. You have to go through that NES or Pacifica.org and request one. That takes 2 weeks. Why you want to waste people's time? I'm against the computer, but that's the system that capitalist system runs. You see the problems right now. You see how they cheat that. Just go to paper ballot.
Please wrap it up.
Okay, just go to paper ballot. My suggestion is that if Mr. Ken Aaron could do something instead of coming to the committees to destroy him, when he came with Mansour to the outreach committee to destroy it with Fred Blair, 3-4 of them, and they couldn't do it, so they went, they didn't show up anymore, I haven't seen them. But please do something that people agree. Have paper ballots. That's it. Thank you.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Any objections? You are hereby adjourned. Thank you for your participation. Thank you, Mike.